You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome to the Cardinals Insider Podcast for September the 24th. I'm Brett McMillan, your host. The reason I sound a little different is we are not in our Busch Stadium studios today. Instead, we are coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, and the last regular season road trip of the year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals won Game 1 in this series last night. As I sit here right now, we're a couple hours away from Game number 2, and the subject of the podcast today, of course, we could talk about how the Cardinals just clinched a postseason berth on Sunday at Wrigley Field, but there'll be plenty of time to talk about that in coming episodes, I am sure. Today, I wanted to bring you just a couple of neat moments from Paul Goldschmidt's return to Arizona. Of course, you probably know, but I'll remind you, he came over from the Arizona Diamondbacks in a trade that included Andy Young, a Cardinals prospect, as well as Carson Kelly and Luke Weaver over the winter, and then Goldie signing an extension during spring training to remain with the Cardinals. It's been a good fit so far. He's having a very nice year. Seems from the outside, I mean, I haven't talked to him about it, but seems to really enjoy the fans in St. Louis and being a Cardinal, and that's all good. I think it's been a good thing for both sides, but a lot of anticipation going into this week and just seeing what kind of reception Paul Goldschmidt would get. I think it was assumed it would be a really good one. He had so many great years, probably one of the top two or three greatest players in the history of the Arizona Diamondbacks franchise, and he was received that way on Monday night at Chase Field. We're going to let you hear that in just a moment. But before we do that, do want to touch on those playoffs coming up. The Cardinals are headed back to the postseason, and there is absolutely nothing like October baseball. So glad to have it back here in Cardinal Nation. And you can catch postseason action at Busch Stadium live and in person. Tickets for potential wild card games or division series home games in St. Louis are on sale right now. For more information or to purchase tickets and make sure that you're a part of Cardinal history, visit cardinals.com/postseason. All right, so Paul Goldschmidt had a phenomenal night in game number one. He was 2-for-4, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored, and he touched off a 2-run homer, which we'll talk about in a minute. But when he came up to bat in the top of the first inning, he got a rousing round of applause. Here's a little sample of what it sounded like. Before the game, he had signed autographs. He had seen some staff members maybe that he hadn't been able to get in touch with when they were in St. Louis, they being the Diamondbacks. Not everybody makes the trip, so it was neat to see him kind of greet some people behind home plate during batting practice. Really, really neat to see the smile on Paul Goldschmidt's face, just enjoying being back where it all started for him. And I'm sure that that was a special moment. And him coming to the plate just kind of gives you chills. We'll mention it, or it will be mentioned in a minute. It wasn't quite to the Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis level. And Paul even kind of pumped the brakes on that when somebody tried to tie the two together. But when I was sitting there watching it, I was thinking, you know what, this is kind of like that. And it was a neat moment, even though it wasn't quite to that level of fanfare. It was just awesome to see the fans receive Paul and appreciate the person and the player that he's been. So how about later on in the game? He steps up to the plate. It's the top of the third inning, 2-1 Cardinals. Of course, the Cardinals needing this game to try to make sure they are staying on track to clinch the National League Central. And with one on, Paul Goldschmidt hit his 32nd home run of the year. Here's the call. Danny Mac on Fox Sports Midwest.
And Goldie hits one out to deep right. Let's find out about that ovation. What's it going to be? Take it in. Two-run bomb is 100th here at this ballpark.
It was really cool. There were a lot of Cardinal fans there last night. There was a lot of Diamondback fans as well, but, I mean, it was a healthy percentage of Cardinal fans. So in that moment when you got the standing ovation, which we let you hear earlier, everybody stood, Cardinal fan, D-back fan, and applauded. And it was the same thing with the home run. There was a lot of cheers from different fan bases, but all of them for Paul Goldschmidt, just appreciating the type of player that he is. So let's head inside the clubhouse after this one was done and hear from the man of the hour himself. Goldie had a very nice tribute video played for him on the scoreboard before the game. His first reaction is going to be what it was like to watch that as he was out along the first base line, or right field line rather, stretching and getting ready to play the ball game. The video comes on. He'll tell you how it made him feel. And then it's going to be bookended by that allusion that somebody in the scrum makes to the Albert Pujols return to St. Louis. And so I wanted to give you a little context in there too. Leaving the reporter questions in, they are a little softer, but I think it's nice just to hear everything as it unfolded. We did take, just an editorial note, a couple of questions out of the middle here that pertained more to what happened on the field with the Cardinals. So it doesn't change anything that Paul said, but there were some questions and answers that we lifted just to give you the continuity of the one subject of him being back in Phoenix for the first time since the trade. So here he is, Paul Goldschmidt, reacting to that tribute video before the ballgame in Game 1.
I'm very appreciative of the, you know, just, you know, the time it took for the Diamondbacks to make that, and even if they thought about doing that, it was totally unnecessary, and just kind of shows the type of organization they are, and it was great, and like I said, I was very appreciative.
What was hitting that homer like? I mean, obviously, did you think it was gone from the moment it was off the bat? Just kind of what's going through your head?
I know I hit it good. I mean, it had a chance. It wasn't like a no-doubter. So, you know, I was kind of watching Adam Jones run after it and kind of put his head down. I knew it was gone. So, you know, it was nice. It was, you know, just trying to add on right there. And, you know, we needed all the runs we could get.
Was it more emotional than you thought as far as kind of doing it here, or any of that go through your head?
No, it really wasn't. You know, it's just coming in, and you know, it's all what you make of it, and for me it was just another game, and I said appreciative of all the fans that came out and, you know, cheered me on, the standing ovation and all that, but I just didn't want to make too big a deal out of it.
Was that hard not to make a big deal out of it when everybody else is?
No, not really, not for me, but you understand it's part of it, and you know, I know the fans were excited and the organization, and so, like I said, I'm very appreciative of that, and know where that's coming from, and very, very grateful. But, you know, I, you know, got to go out there and try to do a job and, you know, try to help us win.
Oh, were you surprised at all with the Goldie chance after the home run? A little bit like you were St. Louis when Bulls got a standing ovation.
It was a lot different than that. Maybe like 1% to 10% of what had happened to him, rightfully so. I mean, we knew the Cardinals fans were going to be here, and there was D-backs fans too, so I'm sure they were a little torn, and you know, I appreciate their support. But you saw them get loud for, you know, the Diamondbacks when they were scoring runs there, and Ahmed hit the homer, and Walker as well. So, you know, I mean, the people are great, and I don't really know. I wasn't completely surprised at, you know.
Adam Wainwright made the start in game number one in Arizona, and he talked about Paul Goldschmidt after the game. After he had answered questions about his outing, somebody threw a question, and then another came at him about Paul, and I thought there was a pretty funny anecdote in there as well. So the question leads us off. It's Adam Wainwright who started that game and also seems to have a really nice appreciation for his teammate, Paul Goldschmidt. Here it is.
Obviously, the win's the most important thing, but it was kind of fun to see the tribute to Goldie and him to smack a two-run homer.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was proud of him. I was happy for him. He deserved that that moment. He was such an instrumental player here and such a tough out to compete against while he was here. And I know those fans, they did a good job of letting him feel that today. I was glad that their team did a good job of showing their love for Goldie too. He's a great competitor, and he is a great guy. You know, we're glad to have him here. I can't believe Arizona let him go, but I'm really glad they did because we love having him over here. No, not at all. No, he's the most excited I've ever been. I've ever seen him is like a little fist bump at the waist, you know. Or one time he hit a. What, did he hit a grand slam earlier this year?
He did.
Yeah, he hit a grand slam. He came into the dugout and I was like, "Yeah, that away, way to go!" And he was like, "That was awesome."
Waino and Goldie both headed back to October with the Cardinals. We told you earlier postseason tickets are on sale at cardinals.com/postseason, or at least I should qualify that. Potential wild card or division series game tickets are on sale. And then you don't want to miss the best rivalry in baseball when the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs at Busch Stadium this weekend. By the time that you hear this, it might be a little later in the week. And so you might know something that I currently don't after only one game in Arizona. There is a mathematical chance for the Cardinals still to wrap up this division out here, but there's also a chance it could come down to that final home series, the final series of the regular season period against the Chicago Cubs. Great seats are remaining for this fun and friendly I-55 rivalry. Get your tickets. Cubs, Cardinals, get them right now. Cardinal Cub tickets at cardinals.com. All right, that's what we have for the show today. We'll be back with you next Tuesday from St. Louis. But for everybody involved with the program today, here from Phoenix, Arizona, my name is Brett McMillan. Appreciate you listening as always. You can drop me a line in an email, podcast@cardinals.com. Appreciate any ratings or reviews that you leave wherever you might listen. Those do help with the visibility of the podcast. We'll talk to you next week. But for now, this has been the Cardinals Insider Podcast.